Everybody, just a reminder that Mincha Maariv is at 4:25. The Gemara in Masechta Kiddushin points out that one of the three different accepted methods for performing the mitzvah of Kiddushin is actually localized to this week's Parsha. Kiddushin is interesting in the sense that normally there's only one way of performing a mitzvah, like the mitzvah of lulav. You know, you got to do it a certain way. You need a lulav, you need an eser, gadasim, and aravos. But there seem to be, let's say, three co-equal ways that one can perform the mitzvah of Kiddushin leading up to Nisuin in the context of marriage. What's explicit in the Torah, in the 22nd and 24th chapters of Sefer Dvarim, is what we call Kiddushei Bia. But the Gemara already says that we don't do that anymore, because that sort of undermines the very notion of Kiddushin, is that before a married couple has intimacy, there should be a step, as the Sefer Achinuch explains, that basically describes their commitment to each other before they engage in that kind of activity. So the Gemara says, Rav mangid amad mikadesh bebiya. Rav would lash somebody who would use that method, which is accepted by the Torah, but the rabbi said, this is really not something we should do. Based on a fascinating zereshava between the world of Kiddushin and Gerushin, we know that you can use a shtar as well. You can use a divorce, just like a divorce that can be terminated through a document, through a shtar, so too a marriage can be initiated through a document. But then there is what we do today, universally, Kiddushei Kesef. And the Gemara isn't exactly sure where in the Torah we would learn the idea that one could do the mitzvah of Kiddushin through the transfer of either Kesef, actual money, or as we do it, Shvei Kesef, something that's worth at least a pruta in accordance with the view of Beis Hillel. Against Beis Shammai, you need a little bit more, something equivalent to a dinar. So one possibility is the pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim, Im shloshei lelo yaseh la v'yatza chinam in kasef. So the Gemara says, in kesef la'adon zeh, yesh kesef la'adon acher. That if you had a woman who wasn't a full adult yet, a bogeres, and her father was the one supervising kiddushin, so the husband could transfer money to him, yesh kesef la'adon acher, that's one possibility. Then the Gemara has a different possibility, which again comes in this week's parsha, Xerishava. The pasuk says in Kiseitse twice, Ki yikach ish isha, that language of kichav likuchin, and we found in this week's parsha that kesef can be used to effectuate a lakicha. As the pasuk says, Nasati kesef hasadeh kach mimeni, that this was in the context of Avram buried Sarah, and Ephron and Avram are having the transaction, and Avram says, kesef hasadeh, kesef, money, kach mimeni, the same language of ki yikach ish isha. And that way the transaction will be completed for the me'ara and the sadeh and the trees in the field, as it's described in the beginning of this week's parsha. So I always thought to myself how fascinating it is that the Torah wants to learn the source for the beginning of marriage, even the pre-marriage mitzvah of Kiddushin, and it looks to the end of a marriage. It looks to the end of the marriage between Avram and Sarah, and in fact the moment when Sarah was no longer alive and Avram was working very hard to be mechabed as meso, to show her the proper kavod in death, and to acquire an appropriate burial plot for her. And I think that this is a very deep Torah message about the nature of marriage altogether. If you want to know the best way of starting the marriage, sof masa machshava tchila, the Gemara says, so look at the way that Avram handled himself at the end of marriage. Look at the profound respect that was shown to Sarah through the transaction of the Maras HaMachpelah. And that is the spirit that should animate a marriage from the beginning, from the very beginning, where there's a commitment, God willing, on the part of both parties, that they are going to show each other kavod both in life and beyond. And what could be a better, and from my point of view, a more inspirational source in the midst of Kiddushin? If you want to know the right way to start a marriage, look at the respect that Avram and Sarah had for each other, not just through the course of their marriage, but even at the moment when their marriage came to an end. Nasati kesef hasadeh kach mimeni ve'es mischa kevor.